It's George Ferguson.
All right, George, you're all with the British Blind Sport.
That's right, yes, I'm their sports development advisor.
Okay, tell me all about it.
Well, British Blind Sport are a national organisation, and the aim is to provide sporting opportunities to youngsters and adults throughout the UK. So ultimately, whatever their interest is in sport, we try and make sure that that can be catered for. So if they're interested in cricket or football or tennis, athletics, swimming, rowing, whatever it may be, we then work with the national governing bodies of those sports to make sure that their provision is inclusive. But we also have our different sports sections, which are member-led, voluntary member-led, by the visually impaired people themselves, who provide opportunities on a national level as well.
So you've got some examples there. What's this ball here?
That's just a fun ball.
A fun ball,
which is a soft play ball, which introduces people who've got visual impairments to just concepts of how to work with audible equipment.
Okay.
And then we've also got...
Right.
That's a blind football, or a B1 football, which is where it's used by the international players, and it's also used in the domestic league for totally blind players as well. And the difference between that and partially sighted football is they use audible equipment and the partials just use a normal football.
Partially
sighted, and they just ensure that they have good contrast within the facilities that they play with. And then we got a new game that's coming, is up and growing, which is VI Tennis.
Okay.
Tennis, which is predominantly played by partials or blind people, and can actually be played in conjunction with mainstream people as well. So someone who's
totally
blind.
So how does this work? Can I pick this one up?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that's the ball.
We're still in the late developments now of actually producing the right ball for the game. We're actually in the process, very close to it, of actually agreeing what the rules should be, because there's a couple of different versions of what the rules are at the moment. So at a VI forum that we're hosting in October in London, we're looking to sit down, agree the rules, agree the use of the equipment, and then also to look to formalise a national competition structure and possibly an international pathway as well.
Okay. How popular is blind sport?
It's very popular amongst visually impaired people themselves. And what we're looking to do is raise the profile in a mainstream environment as well. So national government bodies would provide sporting opportunities. They are the experts. We are the organisation that can connect the VI community to that expertise and that provision. And hopefully we're also helping to educate people in a mainstream environment, possibly those people who have got a visual impairment who exist in the mainstream environment, to make sure that they are also being included in either impairment-specific opportunities or opportunities that are mainstream that we're ensuring are inclusive, i.e. you know, national governing bodies, programmes and interventions as well.
How can people get hold of you? What's the easiest way?
You can either contact us by email on info@britishblindsport.org.uk. They can contact head office on 01926 424247, or they can contact me, the Sports Development Advisor, on 07792 710570.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all.